This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, a quick sojourn over to golf. Brian Koziol, Tee to Green host, with me now on the Wester Hotline. So this is a fun one, you know, for the dinner table, right? You've got Keegan Bradley, major winner, who's having, I think, Brian will correct me if I'm wrong, a career resurgence and has been excellent of late. And he's the captain of the Ryder Cup team, which is usually given to older guys. But he seems like, by all counts, to be worthy of a player's spot on the team. It was up to him, and he passed. He said words to the effect of, the best way I think I can do the job of being the captain is to not play. So Brian, like, he thought about it, maybe thought about it all the time, and maybe also heard from everybody with their opinions for a long while here.
Yes, that's definitely the story of today's selections. Not necessarily who he took or who he left off, but it was the fact that he decided to not take himself. And Keegan, if you follow the Ryder Cup or you know his story, he's a guy who's obsessed about being on the Ryder Cup team. Like, he lives for this event. He loves this event. 2 years ago, he was left off, which ended up being maybe just as big of a story as it is this year, that when the captain's picks were made for the USA team 2 years ago, the shocking one was that Bradley was left out. And it was kind of the storyline of, oh, is this the good old boys club? They picked some players that maybe hadn't had as good of a years, you know, kind of the Spieths and the Thomases of the world that are obviously very popular, but they hadn't necessarily performed as well. And Bradley had been playing great. And part of the reason that the United States has decided to, the PGA of America, expand, they used to just have three captains' picks, they've expanded it to six now, is that they said, hey, we aren't necessarily getting the quote hot players, the guys that are playing their best golf in July and in August heading into the Ryder Cup. And then last year, you know, Bradley was left off and he was devastated. There was even the call on the Netflix series where they show Zach Johnson calling Keegan and he's like in tears with his wife, essentially. And so, yeah, you've got all this. And then it feels like, well, there's a make good. The PGA of America realizes, like, well, Keegan should have been picked, so we'll make him captain because we know how much he cares about it and how he'll go all in and doing all the things that they want. In terms of, you know, being excited about it, pumping up the event, promoting it, which is a big part of what the captain does, and go all in. And now all of a sudden, you know, he, down the stretch of this season, was playing after Scottie Scheffler, who's in his own league right now, as good as any American golfer, I would argue. And then today was going to be the day, okay, does he pick himself? The last time a captain played was 1964, Arnold Palmer. Back then, though, there were no captain's picks. It was just the top 12. There was, you know, much, much, much less to do. He didn't have to do Ralph Lauren uniform things and interviews and all these corporate, you know, events and in media. You know, back then they just showed up and played pretty much. So
also, it wasn't really against all of Europe.
That's correct. It was just Great Britain back then. Mm-hmm. Good point. So, you know, there's all this in play and people peeks at, well, can he captain and can he play at the same time? Like, that obviously was the biggest thing. And in the end, I guess I'll look at it this way. I don't think they actually have the best team, because I think Keegan on the team is playing the best. However, he thought the best way that he could captain the team was by not playing. So I respect that decision. I guess I was a little surprised, because you wonder how much pressure the PGA of America would give to say, hey, Keegan, like, you are going to bring eyeballs more by playing than being necessarily the face of this team. And in the end, he decided to step aside and just be the captain. So team over individual, I guess maybe that's a good message, I guess, to send.
Yeah, I think this is a better story this way.
Yeah.
Watch it either way. So the Zach Johnson point, I'm seeing references on Twitter to Bradley should call Zach Johnson just to tell him he's not invited. Like, was it seen as bad form for Johnson to do that 2 years ago?
No. In fact, all the players that, essentially, I guess you'd say are, under consideration, usually do get a call to say, we
yes or no
consider you. Yes or no, essentially. And in the politest way that an uncomfortable phone conversation can be had for someone on the other end that you know is extremely disappointed. So, and these guys see each other all the time playing tour events. So, like, I'm sure it's not comfortable. And the younger the player, like, Zach Johnson's not, Tom Watson here. Like, they're probably friendly out on the golf course. They're playing in the same tournaments at times. So, like, I think that's got to be uncomfortable. And Bradley, now even younger, for him to have this. But there really wasn't that, like, major, oh, my God, I can't believe this guy didn't get picked. It's more so just Keegan not picking himself. I think maybe lended itself. So we're not talking about anybody that maybe was left off other than the fact that Keegan decided to not take himself. But, I think it'll make some interesting storylines here. And the lines, by the way, I know you're a numbers guy.
Yes.
I checked this morning. The betting odds, the United States was at -125 on MGM. And an hour later after the captain's picks around noon, they were still -125. I just looked, at least on my FanDuel app, and it's -130. So it's essentially
really
today's picks have done very little to that, which I know you always find interesting, with the reaction.
I mean, it's happened, but who would ever bet the U.S. to win the Ryder Cup anymore? Minus money? Like, don't they? I know. What are the last 10 results? Like, are we 2-8? Something like that, maybe, in the last 10?
Yeah.
Something like that?
I got to think it's playing at Bethpage, and they have Scheffler. Other than that, I mean, Europe is so much deeper. They're going to announce their Luke Donald, the captain. They're going to announce their captain's picks next week. But
he won't pick himself.
No, he will not. But I mean, other than Scheffler and JJ Spahn, a lot of these guys are not playing. In the last month or so, they're not playing great. I guess Cameron Young, I should say, but Schauffele didn't even make the Tour Championship. Colin Morikawa, who I thought maybe would get left off, ends up going in. I guess maybe just big time experience, 2-time major winner. Henley and English are solid players who deserve to be on the team. They were automatic qualifiers, but they've been just kind of steady. Cantlay is an interesting person. Some fans don't like watching Cantlay because he takes forever when he plays. Burns has been up and down, but Burns apparently, they love him to play with Scheffler because they're best friends. He's a very good putter. So, there's arguments to be made. Griffin won twice. JT, kind of the fiery guy out there. DeChambeau, of course, qualified too. So, I don't really have an argument against any of the 12 that ultimately are on there. So, in the end, I guess Keegan did his job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If he's going to leave himself off, I don't have a huge, you know, displeasure with any of the 12 that are there.
Okay. My guy Spawn made it. Was he automatic? Was he one of the
six?
He
was automatic, yes. Yes, love he it. Was the automatic.
Yep. All right, that'll be cool. DraftKings USA minus 145.
Ooh, so that's moving up.
I mean, interesting. Europe at plus money, Brian.
I think Europe is so much deeper. So they already have their six also. It's McIlroy, McIntyre, Fleetwood, who just won, Rose, who won the previous week, Rasmus Højgaard and Tyrrell Hatton, who just finished up playing well on LIV. Then their next six,
Lowry,
very consistent this year, Straka, who won twice, Oberg, Hovland, Fitzpatrick. I mean, they're so deep here, you know. And then 12 is Matt Wallace, and kind of what I have been reading is most people are thinking they're going to leave Wallace off, and then Rahm will be the spot that goes there. Yeah, don't forget, they have Rahm. They're so deep. Like, I on paper, this the only thing I can think of is, you know, the home course advantage as to why the U.S. is favored.
Yep. It's New York. It's not even, like, right. Central Missouri. It's New York. It'll be fiery.
Yeah, and, you know, Beth Page for sure is a spot that, you know, I'm sure there's people listening, some people that have played that course. They know kind of how that's really... since the first, when the U.S. Open came there in 2002, how it's really kind of turned now into a gem of New York State golf. And, you know, now they've had multiple U.S. Opens, a couple of PGAs, and now a Ryder Cup. So
very cool.
Still love that, you know, New York State residents can play it for under $100 still. It's impossible. You got to sleep. I've seen the videos of people sleeping in their cars trying to get on before they close the course here soon. But, yeah, still a gem of New York golf for sure.
I was on Long Island a couple of summers ago for my son's lacrosse, and we, like, Farmingdale, maybe we were at a college, yep. I think. And, you know, you have like this sprawling area of land, like 20 lacrosse fields. You've been to these kinds of things. They just sort of look like they go on forever. And somebody right. pointed out to me, you see those trees? Like, I see those trees, like right behind it is Bethpage. And there was no way to see in. I mean, there could have been, driven to a place where maybe I could even drive up the driveway or something, but like I kept staring at the trees, knowing that like Bethpage, and it's more than one golf course, but was right behind it. Never went in there.
Yeah, there's five there, and if anybody ever wants to go, like the Black is still obviously the gem, but you got to be really, and I'm saying like if you aren't a quote good golfer, like you're setting yourself up for pain. I know you want to play it, but. They've got all the colors. They've got a red course, a green course, mm-hmm. a yellow course, blue. But it's a really nice complex, and even some of the other courses, like you can play in the 30 and 40 buck range, which
sure.
the complex is really, really nice. They renovated the whole area. It's a really, really nice spot. I wish we had something around here that had like five courses, but it's really, really cool.
Brian, I've got 1 minute. The Fleetwood win was pretty cool.
It really was. I mean, obviously, he's come so close. He's won on the European Tour and had great success in international events like the Ryder Cup. But he's so likable. Just so classy in terms of how he's handled not getting these wins here when he's had these leads going into it. So, I thought it was cool that he did it in the biggest prize event that he could win. A huge, huge paycheck for that huge win. Even Justin Rose, who's, you know, I respect a lot, and he's out there videoing like it's his kid. I love it. That was a great scene.
Exactly a month away, 26th of September through the 28th on Long Island. Brian, thanks for today.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Brian Coggio, Tee to Green, Saturday mornings, Ryder Cup in a month. It's a better story with Bradley not playing. Ask your kids, what would you do? Ask your your spouse tonight. It's a good conversation. What would you do? Mike Schoep here. I'll be right back. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.